almost the nicest idea you ever had, darling. Coming down south here for a few days' rest before the holidays.
Well, it was pretty much of an inspiration, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Think what Commissioner Weston would say, Margot, if he saw us lolling around here on the beach.
Or Shrevey.
Especially Shrevey.
Gee, what a couple of lucky dogs they are, languishing in the sunny southern beach while I'm driving my hack through the sleet and the slush I'm driving.
Well, speaking of the sunny southern beach, this one's getting a little chilly, darling. I think we'd better head back to the hotel.
Yes, it is a little bleak now the sun started to go down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll put the rest of the food back in the basket if you'll put out the fire.
Right. Hope I don't have as much trouble putting this fire out as I did getting it lit. Never was much of a Boy Scout.
Lamont.
Hmm?
Lamont, listen.
What is it, Doc?
Listen, that sound like someone crying.
She's coming closer.
There she is. It's a young girl, Lamont. She's hysterical.
If I'm not mistaken, she's badly hurt.
That's her, Lamont. She's falling.
She's fainted.
There's a doctor who has a cottage just down the beach, darling. Remember the hotel Quest told us?
That's right. You pick up our things, Margaret. I'll carry her to the car. This girl needs medical attention fast.
A few days after I watched the first girl drown, I was on the beach painting at sundown when I saw her walking along the sand toward me. I stopped to look at my painting. And as I looked at her, I realized this was a face I might use to paint my picture of death under the sea. The other girl had died too quickly. Perhaps this one. Go ahead. Look at the painting. I don't mind.
Thank you. It's very strange.
Hmm?
Just water. Aren't you going to put anything else in the picture?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Why are you looking at me like that? Did I say anything wrong?
Well, no. No, I just had an idea. I think your face would look well in this painting.
What are you doing?
What are these long strands of seaweed? Let me put them around your throat like this.
Stop it.
Don't struggle. Don't stop me.
Seaweed is choking me. Let me go.
Oh, don't struggle like that. Your face must show peace and calm.
Let me go.
Oh, into the water. It's shallow here, but deep enough for you to drown.
No,
get...
Let me up.
Down, under the water. Get down. Under the water.
Oh.
For some strange reason, I let her go. I stood there in the shallow water and saw her running half crazy down the beach.
How is she now, Dr. James?
I can't tell yet, Mr. Cranston, but you're quite right. Somebody or something has tried to drown her. The attack has frightened her almost out of her mind.
Doctor, did you notice that she was clutching a blade or something in her hand?
Yes, I have it here. A palette knife, the type artists use. And, I noticed something else. The dress was smeared with sort of a blue-green paint.
Have you any idea who she is, Dr. James?
I haven't been able to get her to talk, but I know that she's Cara Mason. She and her aunt have taken a cottage down the beach. Her aunt should be notified.
Well, Doctor, will it be all right if Miss Lane and I break the news to Cara's aunt?
Oh, I'd be most grateful, Mr. Cranston. Their cottage is number 20, just a short walk down the shore road.
Goodness, we're here, darling. I almost ruined my shoes walking across that wet sand.
Oh, good evening. I'm Lamont Cranston. This is Miss Lane. Have you a niece named Cara Mason?
Yes. I'm Miss Margaret Mason, her aunt and guardian. What do you want?
I'm afraid, Miss Mason, we have some rather shocking news.
Something's happened to Cara. Well, I can't watch her every minute. I've been in my bed with a splitting headache since noon.
She's at Dr. James' place in a coma. Someone apparently tried to strangle or drown your niece tonight.
They did?
Tell me, did you ever see this before, Miss Mason? It's a palette knife, the kind artists use.
Yes. I've seen it before. It's his. He did it. He tried to kill her.
Who, Miss Mason?
Boyd Farnsworth, a